Yeah, y'all. What's up? It's your host, Mike Bell, again, coming at you with another episode of Press Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me, man, this week for a Friday edition. On Tuesday, we started a good conversation, and we were talking about the secret word. I told you that the secret word was no, and that if you learn when to use this secret word, it will save you from a lot of headache, a lot of heartache, a lot of grief, if we just learn to say no. But I also told you, in order to know what to say no to, we have to know what to say yes to. We have to have already said yes and taken a stance on something in order to know all the wrong things to stay away from. So this week, we're going to continue along that train of thought, man. So how do you know when to say no? And here are a couple of key factors. This is how you know when to say no. This is what will keep you on the right track. Having one vision. That's right, you heard it. One vision. More than one vision is DI vision. Division. A house divided against itself cannot stand. And that's why a lot of you are failing, because outside forces coming against you are not the problem. The problem is you're divided against yourself. You don't know what you want. You can't make a decision. So you say yes to everything. You say yes to a whole lot of things and be mediocre at it, instead of saying yes to one thing and being great at it. David said this: "One thing have I desired, you know, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord." So, not that you can't achieve multiple dreams or you can't achieve multiple goals, but do them one at a time. Do things in a way that you can focus all your attention and energies into accomplishing a particular goal, instead of doing this scatterbrain stuff. You know, one day I'm here, one day I'm there. But focus. Focus is powerful. The second thing is be willing to pass up good opportunities for God opportunities. Everything, this is my grandma used to tell me, everything that looks good to you ain't good for you. Francis Chan says it this way: we shouldn't fear failure, and I'm paraphrasing, we shouldn't fear failure, we should fear succeeding at the wrong thing. There will be opportunities that shine like gold, but they're not from God. You have to be able to go back to your original vision. If you have one vision, you'll be able to go back to your original vision and identify that this is not an avenue to take. This does not jive with what I originally said that I wanted to do. Problem is, a lot of us are just chasing money. And I know that because I was in that predicament. I'm trying to do this business. I'm trying to do that business. Anything that promises a big payday, I'm trying to get in on. But guess what? You're not called to do everything. Just because it makes money doesn't mean it's for you. I'm sorry, and I gotta tell you, all of you web-based business people out here, every program that comes out, you got to get in on it. I'm not gonna call the names of no programs, but y'all know what I'm talking about if you are a web-based person. Every program that comes out, you gotta get on. Oh, they're selling something new. I gotta try that. Why? You did the last thing for 6 weeks, and then when you felt like it wasn't producing the results that you wanted, you gave up on it. Don't get caught up chasing a paycheck. Successful people don't chase paychecks. Successful people chase their passion. They chase their purpose. They chase their vision, and the paychecks come later. You're successful long before you get a paycheck. So you have to know what you want out of life in order to pursue it. Then the paycheck comes. When you're desperate for money, you will do anything to get money. That's why the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil, y'all. But when you become desperate for God's purpose and God's plan for your life, that will guide you into saying no to a whole lot of stuff. I'm Mike Bell. This is Press Podcast. Thanks for joining me once again. I'll see you guys next week. Y'all be encouraged.